First, Wisconsin cheese producers are expressing concern about President Trump's approach to tariffs. Trump imposed tariffs on steel and aluminum from American allies, including Mexico and Canada. This past Friday, he also began imposing tariffs on more than 1,000 goods from China. In response, countries have hit back with tariffs on U.S. products, including Wisconsin cranberries, apples, Harley-Davidson motorcycles, and cheese. The White House says it's trying to protect American workers and make the playing field more level, but our next guest says tariffs often backfire, and if this goes on for too long, the damage could spread beyond his company. Jeff Schwager is the president of Sartori Cheese, based in the Sheboygan County city of Plymouth. Jeff, welcome to Central Time.
Glad to be here.
We have this tariff by Mexico, 15% on Wisconsin cheese, scheduled to go up further. You do a fair amount of business there, I understand. What does this mean for Sartori?
Well, the tariff actually did go up last Friday to 20 to 25%, depending on the type of cheese that's going. So for us, what it means is all of a sudden our product is 20 to 25% more expensive. What we've agreed to with our partners in Mexico, meaning our customers and our importers, is we're going to split the tariffs for a while to have very limited impact on the Mexican consumer. But that means that business that was profitable to us is now break even at best.
How big a part of your business goes to Mexico?
When we look at the export business for Sartori is about 12% of our revenue. Mexico right now is our number one export market. And it's about a third of our export business. So it's 3 or 4% of the business.
And how about looking to the north? We're seeing various tariffs coming in or threatened by Canada now. Are you seeing an impact on your business there?
You've got the tariffs. We are seeing an impact there, but it's from a different issue. There's an agreement that's been signed called CETA, which is the Canadian-European Trade Agreement. And they've adjusted product that can come in under a supply-side management program, where it used to be about 60% was European product, 40% was rest of the world. With this new agreement, it is 70% European product, 30% rest of the world. So for us to take cheese up there without duty or tariff, it's seen a significant reduction. And tariff above that in Canada is 250 to 274%, which basically puts you out of the market if you have to pay duty to get product in there.
Now, as I understand the cheese business, the cheese you start making today doesn't hit the shelves tomorrow. This is a long-term planning business for a lot of your product. How does trade uncertainty affect the decisions you're making?
Uncertainty is the killer. I mean, we're sitting on inventory from cheese we made a year ago that we thought was going to, you know, when we made it, there were certain trade rules in place. You know, now we don't know when we look at these tariffs, are they going to be here for a month? Are they going to be here for 3 months, 3 years? Because we've got to make decisions on product we make today for what we're going to need a year from now.
Are you at a point where you're saying, okay, we need to buy less milk, we need to schedule a little less production to account for the sales we might lose in especially a place like Mexico?
We've made the decision here at Sartori that we are going to continue to buy. We buy 100% of the milk from 130 dairy farms. We're going to continue to do that every day. And we will figure out how to deal with that inventory if this would continue going forward. You know, and when you look at it from an industry perspective, I think, you know, Sartori's pretty fortunate with the type of products we make because it's all more specialty cheese. There will be a market for it. The price may go down. And unfortunately, if the price on cheese goes down, milk is the major ingredient. The milk price will be threatened in the future, and it's already been low for the last three years.
Is there a hope that domestic consumption can make up any slack that you might get from having these higher prices in foreign markets?
You would hope, but I think that's pretty limited. I mean, if you look, the U.S. Dairy Export Council has looked out with the National Milk Producers Foundation of where milk consumption, whether it's fluid, cheese, or yogurt, or any of the other dairy-based products, are exports have to grow. It's our fastest-growing segment, and without that, we're going to have a surplus of milk. It's just there's not enough domestic consumption for it.
Talking to Jeff Schwager, president of Sartori Cheese, about trade and tariffs. Jeff, you're concerned, obviously, about this escalating back and forth tariff battle that's going on right now. That said, are there things in other countries, Mexico, Canada, the European Union, that you point to and say, yeah, these are genuine grievances for the American dairy industry?
I mean, without a doubt. I mean, when you look at, you know, NAFTA, I think the general perception is that it's a free trade agreement. But Canada has been allowed with the original NAFTA agreement that to have a supply side management side of it that hit with class 7 milk and has always been there with cheese. And when you think about that, it really isn't free trade. We believe that there should be free trade no matter where we are, and let the consumer, in whether it's here in the United States or any country, make the decision on what product they want to buy. You shouldn't have to decide based upon, you know, what the tariff is that sets the price in a market. Canada, or if you look at Mexico right now, they've got a free trade agreement with the European Union. We've got these tariffs. You know, our product is now 20 to 25% more expensive than the European product. Over time, our customers are going to migrate to the European product, and it'll take us years to get back on grocery store shelves or into recipes in restaurants.
Another issue you've been concerned about is how cheeses are named. It might sound like a small issue, but it's a pretty big deal in some markets. What's going on, and how's that affecting you?
That's what's called geographic indicators. Most people think that, you know, Europe use the term Parmesan or Asiago, and they did in some standard, but they've gone out and negotiated trade agreements to have protection for those names where we can no longer use them. We make more Parmesan, we make more Asiago, we make more feta than the European companies do by quite a large amount. So we've made a market for them, and now they're trying to keep us out of those markets going forward. If you think about it, you know, the United States is a third of the world's economy today, Europe's a third, and the rest of the world's a third. You know, 15 years out, you know, we'll be maybe 20 to 25% of the world's economy, Europe will be 20 to 25%, and the rest of the world will be 50 to 60%. When that happens, if they've locked us out of those dairy markets, and it's not just dairy, they're doing some things with sausage and other things too, their businesses are going to be able to grow, and the United States isn't. A lot of people think geographic indicators are something that's been around forever. It's quite the opposite. They were first conceived when the European Union was formed in the mid to late 90s. It was a way to get France, Italy, Spain to join the European Union, to join the Central European countries and the Northern European countries, to give them some protection. And they've seen that, and they're trying to apply that around the world, really in violation of intellectual property laws. I mean, you should be, you know, you use the term Parmesan Reggiano. It's trademarked. Nobody else should be able to use that because they've gone out and gotten trademarks on it. Asiago, on the other hand, they want the same protection without a trademark just because it's the name of a town in Italy where a particular type of cheese was made. But they can't get trademarks on it, so they've come up with a different way to keep us out of the markets. This has just hit us in Mexico, where in this European agreement that was signed, Asiago we can no longer use. We have to call it Sartiago now. The consumer doesn't know what that is. We've seen about a 30% reduction in our Asiago sales in the first 3 months that's been in place. We're no longer going to be able to use the term Parmesan in Mexico, but we can use the Spanish equivalent. We can use Parmesano.
with these issues in mind, I don't want to speak for the Trump administration, but I think the hope of kind of a get tough policy starting with the steel and aluminum tariffs is not that we end up in this never ending spiral of tariff escalation, but that by getting tough, we get a negotiating point to clear up some of these issues, to negotiate over how things are named, over the Canadian dairy industry. Are you hopeful that this tough trade policy from the Trump administration will get some of the freer trade policies that you're looking for?
We are very hopeful that that's where we end up. And, you know, I think you're making a great point. If this gets people to the negotiating table and we can get things resolved, for the long haul, it's great for, you know, U.S. dairy, but it's also great, you know, for the United States overall long term.
Are you worried that that's not what's going to happen?
I think eventually it will happen. The question is how long is it going to take? And that's the uncertainty that creates havoc in the business world right now.
We'll leave it there. Jeff, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Jeff Schwager is president of Plymouth-based Sartori Cheese. We talked about his concerns over retaliatory tariffs on cheese. Coming up after the news, a new survey shows that Americans are concerned about the state of democracy, no matter their income bracket, race, or political party. We'll talk to a reporter about the poll results and more, and you can share your thoughts. By the way, we have something special coming up this Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. I'm co-hosting a special program on trade and tariffs. You can get us started right now on our callback line at 833-424-3327. Do tariffs affect you? If you're a dairy farmer, are you worried about the Canadian pricing system we were just hearing about? Call and share your thoughts at 833-424-3327. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.